Bible reading number 186, Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 13. God called Isaiah to be a prophet. In the year that King Uzziah died, I, the prophet Isaiah, saw the Lord. He was sitting on a very high throne. His long robe filled the temple. Heavenly creatures hovered above him. Each creature had six wings. They used two wings to cover their faces, they used two wings to cover their feet, and they used two wings for flying. Each creature was calling to the others, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of the armies of heaven. His splendor fills the whole earth." Their voices caused even the frame around the door to shake. The temple was filled with smoke. I said, "Oh no, I will be destroyed. I am not pure, and I live among people who are not pure. Yet my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of the armies of heaven." On the altar there was a fire. One of the heavenly beings used a pair of tongs to take a hot coal from the fire. Then he flew over to me with the hot coal in his hand. That heavenly being touched my mouth with the hot coal. Then he said, "Look, your guilt is taken away, because this hot coal has touched your lips. Your sin is covered." Then I heard the Lord's voice. He said,
"Whom can I send? Who will go for us?"
So I said, "Here I am. Send me." Then the Lord said,
"Go and tell this to the people. You will listen and listen, but you won't understand. You will look and look, but you won't learn. Make these people stubborn. Cause them not to be able to understand what they hear and see. Otherwise, they might really understand what they see with their eyes and hear with their ears. They might really understand with their minds. If they did this, then they would come back to me and be forgiven."
Then I asked, "O Lord, how long should I do this?" He answered,
"Do this until the cities are destroyed and the people are gone. Do this until there are no people left living in the houses. Do this until the land is devastated and ravaged. I will send the people far away, and the land will be left abandoned. 1/10 of the people will be left in the land, but the land will be destroyed again. These people will be chopped down like a stump that is left behind. The people who remain will be like a stump that will sprout again.